podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Ocala Joe, Orlando, I saw Crypto Casey video, and she said that she estimates after this halving event, Bitcoin will reach 169K easily. Yeah. It might be 169K by the end of this year. Okay. What's coming, it's brewing, dude. And it's all besides the regular Bitcoin halving, the regular Bitcoin growth, the regular limiting of the supply. You know, the opposite of what we do in this country, we just print more dollars and devalue our dollar. Well, in Bitcoin, it's less and less, which then, right? Besides that, the ETFs. The ETFs all over the world are going to explode. And then what's going to also happen besides the ETFs? Human beings are going to now go, wait a minute, not you, Ocala Joe, because you're ahead of the game. You know, people are going to go, oh, shit, I better get some Bitcoin. I better find some Bitcoin. This thing's growing. So we haven't even gotten to the regular public FOMOing in yet. That will be the other catalyst that will jack it to hell. And then we've got the 401ks coming. And they're starting to add it. Everyone's 401k will have Bitcoin now. Everyone is demanding they want Bitcoin on their 401ks. This is just starting because no one, Ocala Joe, is educated and they don't realize what's happening. And by the time they realize it, the supply will be dwindling to a point. This ain't the US dollar, bro. They ain't gonna print more. There's a limited supply and it gets more limited every 4 years. But people have not, the world has not understood that. Only the people that watch this show and maybe the other 5% of the world understand what's going on. Outside of that, 95% have no idea what's about to hit them. This is going to be the biggest transition of wealth that has ever happened in our world, not just country. So this is the beginning of digital property. We already have it on websites and all kinds of products like that. But this is digital property that is going to have more value than anything else. Because look at the way it moves. Nothing moves like this. There's no asset in the world that moves like this. A house doesn't move like this. A New York City Park Avenue apartment doesn't move like this. Okay? So this is, it's just a matter of, it's an adjustment that people have to make because it's different. It's like I tweeted out yesterday. You didn't know shit about internet and email 25 years ago. You were intimidated. You got like, oh my God, plenty of people wanted nothing to do with it. Plenty of people doubted it. It will never work. Crypto is being absorbed in our world at a faster pace than the internet. And so think about those of you that are old enough where you were 25 years ago, 30 years ago when they mentioned the internet and email. It was like The Exorcist. Get me onions. Get me some holy water. You know, you're like, nah, you want nothing to do with it. You didn't want to find out about it. The internet, same shit. You'll be using crypto and stable coins and DeFi and the blockchain and Web3 and bet your ass on that. And cold storage wallets and warm wallets and online wallets. And all, you're going to use all of it. You don't realize it. I've been telling you for 3 years, 3+ years now, but you go ahead. It's happening. So That's the story, Ocala Joe. So it'll go past 169, I think. Okay, 100,000 is nothing. That's right around the corner. Right around the corner. Yeah, this thing's gonna jack. Crypto Casey knows her shit, man. She's very smart. I learn a lot from her. Very intelligent, understands money very well. She's good, man. She's good.